News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New research done has shown that Generation Z believes that being between 5 and 10 minutes late is essentially on time. And that's not for social occasions. That is attending work. So about 50% of Generation Z said that showing up to work, sort of 10 minutes late is more or less okay. With us is Irish Independent columnist Brenda Power. Brenda, one of the reasons that for this view that people are suggesting is that back in the olden times, if you were late for something, nobody knew where you were. But that for a generation that's grown up with mobile phones, they can text or WhatsApp the boss and say, listen, I'm 5 minutes around the corner, don't panic. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we've all become more cavalier with other people's time, if you want to look at it that way, because back in the days before phones, you say 20 years ago, if you didn't turn up, the person assumed you weren't coming and possibly left. But it's funny, though, this is definitely a feature of the Gen Z generation. I know I was talking to a friend of mine a while ago. He's about 30 and he works in the fitness industry. So they would have, you know, clients turning up for appointments with younger members of staff. And he said, honestly, they have no problem rocking in 10 to 15 minutes late. And, you know, the clients have been there maybe from 5 to 9, and the attitude is, yeah, what's your problem? I'm here. So I don't know where that's coming from. It's not possible to put that entirely down to mobile phones, although it has, I do believe it has made us all a little bit more lax in our timekeeping. But at the same time, it doesn't really explain how, you know, 9 o'clock gets to be 9:15 if you're
it also, to some extent, says something about people's expectations of career advancement, because the group that they were surveying is 16 to 26 year olds, which means people who are in the early stages of their career. I would have thought that's the point where 9 o'clock actually means 8:45, maybe 8:30 to look eager.
Oh, you would think that. But do you remember a few years ago, I think it was Louise Phelan, who at the time, the leash woman who was head of PayPal, saying that she couldn't get over, and this was before Gen Z, now this was about 10 years ago, young people, as she'd walk through the office, sitting with their feet up on the desks. So maybe the feeling is that there is so many jobs and so many careers out there. Look, you know, if this one's going to give me hassle and make me have to get out of bed that 15 minutes earlier, maybe I don't need it. But I mean, I think, you know, do we blame the parents? Do we blame the mobile phones? You know, punctuality is the courtesy of kings. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be, you know, anything particular to be able to be on time.
Now, is that the case for everybody, or is that just because we are slightly biased given the jobs that we do? Because, you know, if you're involved in broadcast, you're kind of stuck. A red light goes on and somebody has to say something, so you can't show up 5 minutes late. But surely in other jobs, it's flexibility.
Yes, and I mean, I suppose on the other hand, you know, we've all grown used to making a doctor's appointment or, you know, a professional appointment of any kind, and you could be waiting half an hour after the time that you booked because that person's time is clearly more important than yours. So maybe that's creeping in across the board and explains why people feel, well, you know, when I went to see my dentist last week, I was left waiting half an hour after the time I was booked for. So maybe it doesn't matter.
Does it point to a sort of an egalitarian assumption among the younger generations in work? Because I would have thought if you went into a new workplace or if you were looking up the ranks, you'd say, well, I notice that whenever I come in, my boss is already there. Maybe this tells me something about the expectations and norms in this organization and I should fall into step. But I don't know if they all do.
Well, I certainly think that if it was said to you once, it shouldn't have to be said a second time. I mean, that does show a complete disregard for any career, I suppose, ambitions in that particular workplace. And I don't know how that message wouldn't be getting through.
Brenda, thank you very much. Brenda Power, columnist of the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.